Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches.
Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria Secret. And when I tell you, Davina came locked and loaded into this studio
Did
today.
I?
Yeah, I just had the best chat with you.
Oh, yeah.
I sat down. My arse barely touched the sea. And we literally...
Well, I like to get to the bottom of things and I need to know every detail. Yeah. No stone goes unturned if there's a bit of juicy gossip, isn't there? It's always the way. Sophia told me a piece of juicy information. She heard a bit of gossip last week and I said to her, listen here, you. I said, you go straight back there. I said, you get a voice note from that person. I was like, I asked for every detail.
Yeah.
And she sent me the voice note, like she forwarded it on. Like, so I got breakdown because I detest somebody that can't give you every piece of information. Because if you've got questions after a story comes out, you're not being told it right.
I'm going to also acknowledge that sometimes when I'm telling you a story, I get anxious.
Yeah. See, you...
Because I can forget details very easily.
And that's not acceptable.
And you're... Like, if you don't get the story in the right amount of, like, sentences or the right amount of details...
I'm furious.
You get really stressy. Also, I have to talk for things to come back to me almost.
Yeah. So sometimes as I'm talking, though, it's like the story kind of will come to me.
Yeah.
But also, just for everyone out there, if you're telling a story, some people are really shit at telling stories.
Yeah, they are.
And a story has to have, well, wait till I tell you. So if you rope them in, there has to be a good start. Set the scene.
Yeah.
Then there has to be a middle where you're like, where's this going? Where's this going? And then they go, and then.
Yeah.
And then you let the big finale. And then it's like, whap, bam, bum. You have your big juicy bit of gossip. And then the person should be left going, oh my God.
Giddy. Like fucking giddy.
Oh, I don't believe.
This is a rotter. People that like share random details.
Yeah.
Well, it was 2 o'clock or no, maybe it was 1:30.
Yeah.
When people start sharing that level of detail, I am falling asleep.
Yeah.
Fucking
like, cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Cut to the chase.
So that was a little extra water back.
Yeah. It's very important, especially if there's a bit of juicy tea.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get like the, you have to say, you have to do, have to have the scene set. Mm-hmm. I do like that.
I do like when you...
You love me telling a story.
You're a great storyteller. Like, I think if you were in Old Ireland, you would be a Shanachie.
Yeah, and I'd probably do a bit of Shano's dancing after it.
But like, I do enjoy Davina rises again, like Christ, on a Good Friday.
Yeah.
I do enjoy when
I've risen more times than Jesus.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
But that is my favorite. Like, there's no point in me texting you. I have to wait until she's risen.
Yeah.
And even when you're awake, sometimes you haven't risen yet.
No.
And then as soon as it comes, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go, bitch.
I've been mentally. I have to say, if full disclosure, last week I had a bit of I'm not gonna go into details, but all I'm gonna say is,
do I know this?
I don't know. So yeah, no, you do.
Okay,
you do.
Go on.
So basically, for the listeners, I did something wrong.
Okay.
I did something wrong. It didn't affect anyone. It was just, it's a personal thing. And you know that feeling of knowing that you did something wrong?
Yeah.
I haven't felt that in so long.
Mm-hmm.
And the guilt and the shame because you know you did something wrong. Is that me?
It's you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was just my parole officer reminded me. But to sit with that feeling, I was like, I haven't had that for so long. Mm-hmm. And I was really uneasy with it. And then I just thought, well, actually, that must mean that you don't actually do things like that are actually that bad, you know, in general.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was like, oh God, when you know you've done something wrong, when you know you're in the wrong, and you're kind of going, shit, how do I fix this?
Uh-huh. Is it still haunting you?
No, because it's fixed.
Okay.
So it's all fixed.
Okay, love it.
So it's like, you apologize. Mm-hmm. It has to be like sincere apology, but like, you know, and I was genuinely sorry, but there was layers to it. Yeah. But
were you avoiding my text, by the way? A little bit.
I go into a little bit of shutdown, so I do kind of avoid it.
When you were feeling that way though?
I do a little bit,
Because I wasn't asking you about that.
Yeah.
But you weren't even like tired or hungover. I felt like you were hiding.
Yeah, because I need to just come to terms with it. Because I was the one at fault. Do you know what I mean? But I have no problem. Like, I knew I was at fault. But it was like, okay, like,
it sucks.
How do you reemerge from that?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, by the way, it wasn't anything like super juicy for those of you listening.
It was just,
I think we've all been there. But you know, when you really, you let someone down or you hurt someone. Like, I'm the first one to put my hands up and be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But then
it's a really hard thing to do, to be honest.
Well, I have no problem doing it. When I know I'm in the wrong, I know I feel like I'm always in the fucking wrong anyway. So it's like, you know, but I think to be able to kind of put your hands up and go, listen, that, you know, that was really shitty or whatever. It's, but then you're kind of going, I was thinking, what if the other person doesn't
take that apology?
Because you've done all you can.
Mm-hmm.
But if like, if
also everything is about perception as well. So even if you're being truly honest, sometimes people still have their own perception of what happened.
Of course. And that's the thing that you've no control of.
None.
And one thing I do like is control.
Yeah.
I like to be in control, especially my decisions, things I do, but you can't be in control of how someone reacts to your actions. So
that's when you're at your most uneasy, when you're not in control.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. but also that being said, this week I've been thinking a lot about that. And I've actually been thinking a lot about that, about how sometimes it's so good to relinquish control.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
It's really hard to do.
But it's actually, I need to do it more.
Yeah.
I really do. And it's like, I know I've had things over the last couple of weeks where I have been testing myself a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've had a bit of a kind of crazy week. I haven't really been telling you much about this.
No.
So I'll tell you that, you know, it's personal.
Maybe write that down because I want to hear about that. I also want to talk about the person that you went to, what was that? But maybe talk about that on the Patreon. What was the person, the reader thing?
The astrological chart.
Yeah, I want to hear about that.
Yes.
Maybe save that for the Patreon though. Something that just popped in my head when we were sitting here. What is the weirdest place you've ever gone to an after party? What's the weirdest location?
Oh my God, I used to go to every after party.
Mm-hmm.
Every after party. I was in, let me see.
Probably. I feel like pre-pandemic would have been the weirder ones.
I've been to boats. I was on boats. I was in, you know, with the rickshaws that go around town.
Yeah.
I was in the storage where they used to store them.
Mm-hmm.
Used to go there all the time. That was a great one.
Okay.
I was in Chinese.
That's such a weird one, by the way.
I was in Chinese restaurants.
Were the rickshaws there?
Yeah, they were downstairs. And then the party was upstairs. It was just a complete blank concrete room.
Yeah.
I was like, bar was there. The toilet's there behind like a sheet of plastic.
Oh my God, grim. That Chinese that was up on the top of Parnell Street.
Yeah, I was in there.
That was dangerous though.
But
that felt like
there was hot guys there though.
But that felt like if there was an accident, no one could get out.
No, there was used to be loads of gangsters there and they kind of took a shine to me.
Did they?
Yeah. And I used to be there and I'd be like, flutter my eyelash, that's my...
Mob wise. Yeah,
gangster gee.
Did you say gangster gee?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's what they used to call me at those parties. Because they all used to know me. So it was like, because I was with one of them.
Oh.
Yeah, I was with this like little gangster before and he was Wetzer.
Yeah.
But Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm nervous about you even talking about that. Can we just move on?
Sorry.
I feel like they're going to turn up at the fucking door.
No, he's dead now. He's been shot.
Are you serious?
No, I only made that one up. Oh my God. Sounded good though. No, oh, I don't know. He kind of, because they don't last long, you know?
Yeah. There was a weird house on Camden Street at one point.
Yeah, I was at that one.
Yeah.
That was like over where Tesco Express is on Graft on Camden Street. Then there was...
That was a weird toilet scenario too.
There was one I went to in...
do you remember the back of Eddie Rockets on Camden Street as well? There was like an office block or something.
Yeah.
That was a really good one.
There was another one on Parnell Street opposite like where Lidl is.
Yeah.
It was like, there was like jewelers and all. Yeah. And they'd pull up the shutter and you'd fly down a flight of stairs.
Uh-huh.
It was like a basement, stony basement.
Okay.
And I remember I was in there with Shirley Temple Bar one time.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was a Sunday night, obviously, because Shirley was out.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's go. I was like, because I had an after party plan.
Okay.
Always find a corner.
Yeah.
So that you told me that early on. Get a corner.
Yeah.
Get somewhere close to the exit and have a full vantage viewpoint. And if you can do it close to the bar, it's always handy as well.
Yeah.
So they were my top tips. So
you're one of the few people using the bar, so you might as well be mirror
like. So I was like, so me and Shirley, I remember this in particular. There was like, you know, when those old wicker, like 1970s chairs, like a big round, like a shell.
Yeah.
That was like made of wicker and it was over in the corner. And I looked and I was like, there's an exit behind that chair. And I said, let's hang out here. I just had this feeling.
Okay.
And then about maybe an hour in, the guards raided the place. And I said, quick. Shirley said, she never saw anyone move. So I turfed the chair, or turned it over. Me and Shirley ran out this exit and out into Dominic Street Flats.
Oh my God.
And I was like, come on. And as we ran through the flats, a squad car came around the back and like everyone was getting like arrested coming out of the party and all. So I was like, she's like, Davina Devine, I've never seen anyone like have an escape plan from an after. It's so quick.
You have an escape plan for everything though.
Yeah, my whole life is an escape plan.
Yeah, like if your movie is going to be on the book, that's what it is.
Yeah.
The escape plan with Davina Devine.
The great escape.
Well, this kind of sums up you and me in a weird way as well, because like you're telling me that story, whereas like the after party that's popping in my head is me ended up in this office block and there was only whiskey and Kiora to drink.
Oh.
I didn't touch it because like whiskey, I knew I'd fucking be dead. And there I am playing Jenga at like 5 a.m. with some random person.
Well, that's not really.
That's what I mean. That sums up you versus me.
You get chased by the police.
Like I'm playing Jenga determined to fucking win. Like the worst thing that could have happened in my life was me losing Jenga.
Yeah.
And the worst thing that could have happened to you was getting arrested.
Yeah. Trouble is the back of the black with the police on. But we also were getting Jerry Silver Bar. You know, we had some great nights over the years.
Yeah.
And some of those parties were like so fun. And actually,
do they exist? Like, because they are
still going. Because I'm in these weird little closed private group text messages.
Oh, yeah.
But I think now they're like €40 into some of them.
Oh, fuck off.
I used to be a tenner in, and I used to used to go so often, they'd be like, go on.
Yeah.
So I used to get in for free all the time because I'd always bring loads of people.
Yeah.
And
well, you were advertising then.
Yeah. And because you'd meet all these random characters and they became kind of like weird friends. Like I'm still in touch with lots of people like online. Just ran you to see when you meet people at parties and things like that, to see their lives in real life is very bizarre.
Yeah,
my life is actually still kind of the same.
Okay, fair.
Which is so like bizarre because it was like that was like the after to my party.
Yeah,
do that kind of way.
Anyway, that's stuff about the afters. Did you watch Big Brother?
I did watch Big Brother.
I have lots of thoughts.
I did. And I was just thinking about how much I used to love Big Brother back in the day. And I felt like this reboot felt like the old Big Brother, didn't it?
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah, it just felt refreshed.
There's definitely seems to be laughter about casting in terms of like, okay, y'all were definitely trying to like tick every single box, but bitch, there's no Irish person. So I'm ready to start a petition.
I'm actually okay with that.
Are you? Yeah. Well, I like an Irish person.
I'm actually okay with that because then you just become so focused on the Irish person that you don't kind of, you become real champion, the Irish.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I just want to actually see if I want to test the water, see if I still will enjoy this reboot.
But some of the best Big Brother housemates of all time were Irish.
Yeah. But like, let's, because I want to
see. Tom?
Tom from season one.
Wasn't he like sexy?
He's Northern Irish.
Yeah, but he was sexy and Irish.
He was sexy, but he actually wasn't really that
sexy. He
wasn't
really sexy.
No, he wasn't. But then,
but at that time, that was very much our
type.
Do
you know what I think as, it still kind of is. Like, do you know when you looked, when you see people in like that in Big Brother, when you know when you're kind of watching them like over time, the kind of people do become a bit more attractive. Do you know that? Okay, fair.
But I also think that's just getting to know a bit of their personality.
But that guy, Paul, from Liverpool went in. Did you see his OnlyFans have leaked already?
Yes. And also, I don't know if I can say this. Well, allegedly, the talk from the UK scene is that Paul messages the dolls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh.
Can we say that?
I don't think that counts for anything, but that's just what you've heard.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what someone else had said. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But
also, like, you were saying that he's cute. Girl, he looks 5 foot.
Yeah, but I'm only 5'2".
I'm on Tinder.
Yeah, 5'2". I'm 30.
Yeah. Like, so yeah, I saw they leaked, like, literally the gays straight away all over. But then, like, if they can leak that quick.
Well, also, Brian Dowland posted, did you see that? Brian Dowland was posting saying that they had AJ and the guy's name?
Will.
AJ and Will, they had them on this morning last week, and they were talking about like the new, they've obviously put money into like the rebranding and the marketing.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Like the really house nice. Looks fucking stunning.
But they had them on with like Josie and, you know, Craig or whoever's on. And they were saying, oh, you know, have you been in touch with Davina or Emma, you know, who hosts the show before? And didn't even mention Brian.
Okay.
And Brian has kind of said that all that they always just, it's like they just cut him out of
it's
like.
Weird, isn't it?
It's weird. It's like they want to just keep him as like a contestant. And it's like he never, and he hosted for like a good few seasons.
And he was so much better than Emma. Like, I liked Emma doing the bit on the side thing that she did.
I find her really fucking bland.
But I find her bland too, yeah.
Really bland. Like she's not in any way appealing. And maybe she appeals to another audience.
Yeah.
But she does not appeal to me.
No, nor me. Now her husband, on the other hand.
Every time,
we talk about the husband?
I saw them twice. So weird. This is so strange. Uh-huh. I was in London like a couple of years ago twice. She was having her makeup done in the Mac Pro store in... Like just freakishly,
okay.
I was there twice and she was having her makeup done both times.
Yeah.
And one time he was in there waiting for her and he had a face like a slapped arse.
Oh.
Miserable. And no, and you'd be like, no, I need to lash the way on.
Well, they're on tour at the moment. I don't get this busted Hanson duo tour that they're doing.
Nostalgia
must be really big selling at the moment because like they're fucking selling their huge arenas.
Well, speaking of nostalgia, that's a good little segue. We're going to the S Club 7 next week.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
It's actually S Club 5.
I did forget until you reminded me. But
S Club 5.
I don't know what it's going to be like because the first image that they released, by the way, was so underwhelming.
Yeah.
It's like everyone was going to a different event.
But I'm just excited to see, like, I'm not really a big S Club fan. I just thought it was a Monday night
and it'd be a bit of crack,
and I thought, well, I was like, let's go, and we're going with our friend Lisa, who does listen as well. Hi Lisa, if you listen. Yeah. Lisa from Oh Happy Grays.
Yeah. So, delicious,
yeah,
treats.
Get your good cheese boxes in. God. If anybody's looking for a little nibble of a box, check out Oh Happy Grays. Yeah,
or I think they make great thank you gifts as well.
They do.
I've sent a thank you gift through
We three of us are gone, so I thought we'll have a nice dinner, we'll go and we'll just get, I was actually going, let's get like wine girl wasted.
Yeah. I'm down for a bit of steak and wine before.
And yeah, it's only 5 of them because when I bought the tickets when they first came out, it was
all seven.
Mm-hmm. And then of course Paul died.
Yeah.
And
then Hannah pulled out. Apparently, I mean, she's about to release a book.
I saw. Face the Music. Yeah. Hannah Spirit.
I don't know. It just seems, why is she not doing the tour? Is it because her grief about Paul? Is it?
Well, he died of natural causes.
Yeah.
A sudden death, they think it was, which is a kind of, sorry.
That's awful.
Very sad. And they, of course, they were together in a relationship. And she said that she had health problems, a bad immune system. But everyone seems to be using that a lot lately.
I did a deep dive at one point because I was nosy. Why did she not do it? And I looked into the husband and the husband seems...
Well, let's talk about the husband.
I cannot stop. The husband has said some weird things.
Yeah, you said that to me.
Yeah, some weird things. So like, I don't know if there's a bang of conspiracy vibes off that or...
Oh. You know. You never really get the full story. And of course, they were super manufactured.
Yeah.
I actually think, to be honest, the two of them not being there, it might be a different dynamic, but I actually still think it'd be a bit of crack. What's your favorite S Club song?
Sweet Dreams by LAX. Can you tell us
that was for Britney? Did you know that?
No,
that song was meant for Britney.
Silly Britney. Yeah, what a fucking hit.
That you could hear her singing that, couldn't you?
What did she say? Can you turn up the record, please?
Could you turn up a little bit, please?
Sorry to move straight on to just Rachel, but Rachel's the one I'm the most excited to see. And Bradley, to be honest, he is a talent. Like, he actually can
What about Joe? She's got the flow. Get ready, everybody, because here we go.
What a fucking... It's like your line. Okay. What about Joe? She's got the flow.
Get ready, everyone.
What would yours be? Davina.
Oh, God.
What rhymes with Davina?
she better mean it.
Victoria, she's going to bore you. She's going to play Jenga. I'm fucking after
it. My favorite escape is you.
I like that.
It's about the brollies.
Yeah, loved I like it. That. I think mine is like, oh God, some of them were overplayed to fuck. Like, yeah. Like Don't Stop Moving. I think actually like some of them that could be nice is like, Never Had a Dream Come True.
I was just going to say, I think that's just a gas song.
It's gas. It's gas. It's their Christmas song.
And the always like furry boots.
Fur fucking boots. Fur. Jesus. The one I'm going to enjoy probably the most looking at is Tina. She was always a bit awkward looking.
Oh
Tina.
My God. If you ever go back and look at some of like the live performances they don't, yeah. Tina's awful.
Oh, she's bad. Awful. As a dancer or singer?
Singer, like dreadful. Like they should give her the Victoria Beckham mic, just stick her out and just literally like let Joe sing her bits because she's shocking.
Have like, you seen the TikTok that went viral of like the Spice Girls performing and Victoria Beckham does this like small box, little box move in the middle of it?
No.
She's singing and it's just too gas. I'll show you afterwards.
Also, just one thing. In the last episode when we were recording this,
yeah.
I realized that a few people had brought to my attention, we were talking about Eternal and we went into a bit of a deep dive and people had reached out and kind of said, we actually just never said what we were actually talking about. Mm. And basically, last one, they're not getting back together because of LGBT rights issues.
Oh, okay.
We never even said what the problem, we just
That's
started talking about
so
Eternal.
Gas.
I just went into like how, you know, how they were.
Well, Louise is saying that the girls don't want to do like prides and stuff like that. And she's like, I want to do the prides.
Yeah.
I don't want to only sign up for certain venues and certain audiences and certain shows. But also, like, a huge amount of their fans were.
Of course.
Or still are queer people. Did Ryan send you that deep dive?
Yes.
Ryan from Belfast obviously was listening and it was fucking juicy. So basically, like, one of the girls was ringing, like,
Esther.
Yeah, was ringing the management company.
Yeah.
And, like, the girl was being asked who worked for the management company to find out where her, like, was it toasted sandwich
hot
or
chocolate
something? Hot chocolate was
at 2 o'clock in the morning
in UK time while Esther was in the US, right? And she was like, well, I'm not able to ring internationally on my phone, like, right? And I remember those times where you couldn't ring internationally. Like, you'd have to, like, almost, like, accept that.
Yeah.
The charges were so high. And she said, I'd have to go to my sister's, which is 20 minutes, a 20-minute walk.
Yeah.
And Esther was like, okay, well, if you could do that, that would be great. Like, it was, like, in the middle of the night.
Well, she could have just called herself.
Could have
like,
called herself.
That's insane.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of level. But anyway, that's what we were talking about last time. But all this nostalgia vibe is obviously making like big money for them because there's no money in like the music anymore. And I'd say they must have been getting a pretty penny to perform and do
it. They're raging though.
But speaking of revivals and kind of nostalgia, have you watched the Beckham documentary?
No, I was hoping you have. You?
I watched the first one and a little bit and a half. Yeah, no, I binge those things.
Yeah.
And then they're over too quick and I'm like, right, what's next?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to.
Is it good?
It is good. It's really well done. Really well. I like the way they've shot it. It's very clever. And I'm so surprised at how many footballers I actually know.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I knew them.
Well, all. I mean, I'm not surprised. Well.
You know, I love a Premiership footballer.
You like a good pair of legs. Let's be real.
I love a good pair of legs. It's really important.
Yeah.
It's
really important. It is. Fuck off.
It is really important. I'm sorry, but like, you know how I feel about pencil legs.
I know, yeah.
It's just a no-go for me.
Yeah, we've lost listeners over this topic.
I'm
okay?
Sorry. I'm
some
sorry.
Of our pencil leg listeners.
I'm sorry, I'm not
left
shaming
us.
The pencil legs.
You like, fucking are.
Yeah.
You said you can't fill a boot. Get away from me.
Yeah, I just won't suck your toes on the end of a pencil leg.
Oh my God.
But yeah, loads of footballers. But it's shot kind of like, the camera is really up close on their face and they're obviously getting them to watch old clips back and getting the reaction kind of shots, which is really good. And then Victoria is in it a lot.
Oh, wow.
So it's all about their relationship and it is good. You like it.
Okay.
But the Rebecca Lewis
thing. That's what I was hoping you'd talk about. Because, okay, so I don't know anything, but I did see a story on the Daily Mail where she reacted to a comment online.
So they do broach all that in the documentary. It's like, I believe it's coming up soon. So yeah, but it's, you know, I don't know if they...
She was gagged, essentially, was she?
Yeah, and you know what's so funny? I always thought, I remember at the time, it was a massive story.
Yeah.
Like, massive. And
some people might not be old enough to remember that. That there was a cheating allegation, basically.
Yes. So basically, this woman who worked for Beckham, she was like his PA, basically came out and said that they had an affair.
Mm.
He was working, he was playing for Real Madrid, mm-hmm. and Victoria was like living in the UK. So Rebecca was kind of there, like as his right hand.
Like PA or something.
Yeah, she mm-hmm. was his PA. And then an affair started allegedly. And then she had texts and stuff. But because when the story broke, and I can't really exactly remember how it broke. I think they were photographed maybe with their arm around each other or something. Mm. And then that was how it kind of, they had to explain it. She lost her job and.
Yeah.
She released text messages, but she did a full sit down with Kay Burley. I remember on Sky News.
Oh.
Do you remember this? She did like
kind of.
It was on the news.
I don't know how I feel about Kay Burley, by the way.
Oh, we can't remember whatever of her. But it was but like, you know, at that time it was really official. They sat down, they had this like 1 hour thing. There is no scrap of that online now.
You're joking.
You cannot find it anywhere. It has been absolutely scrubbed. Because I was like, oh my God. I went down a bit of a Rebecca Lewis hole like a while ago.
Yeah.
And she was on Celebrity X Factor.
Because she did. Is there none of her?
No, there is. There's clips of her like on the X Factor and things. But there's nothing to do with her and the interview with David Beckham.
So they got rid of that. And like, this is not connected. And I want to go back to the Rebecca Lewis thing. But last night, me and my friend were talking about Alan Carr, who used to do his impression of Aisling Horgan Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd go, hear me out. Look at me. It's Aisling. Aisling. And we were howling. And that's gone from the internet completely as well, because I was like, I need to laugh at this now, because he used to do the fucking gassest impressions of her, because you know,
yeah,
she was fucking, she still is a bit mad, let's be real. Who invests? Obviously they have loads of money,
but so I think it's media organizations that can have something like that just wiped so completely. But they also sued her for defamation,
mm-hmm.
so there's a big legal thing there, like he said, she said, like, so it's, I don't know, but it's up for, you know. And also, it was years ago as well. So, like, what? And even.
But they have to mention it. If they're looking at their whole career, like, it was such a big moment. He was one of my ones, if that makes sense. Like, I've told you about the box that I kept of sexy, the fellas that I fancied that I used to cut out of the magazines.
Did you manifest? There was a manifestation.
Well, I didn't achieve nothing there. So, you know, he did get married in Ireland. So maybe I had something to do with there. But he was one of the ones that I cut out of Heat magazine because I was so.
Oh my God.
Like, fascination about him. Like
the Bodyguard movie, you know, like when the guy wrote the letter to Whitney Houston, which I love. It always says, Meryn, bitch, you have everything, I have nothing. Just all like, and all the letters are cut out individually. Oh, I love that letter. I always say that to people. I'm like, you have everything, I have nothing.
What trend did you follow from either of those two that you shouldn't have? Mine definitely was
Brill Cream.
Oh my God,
Brill cream, not like the gel.
Yeah.
Or like actual cream. Like walking around with a greasy head. Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, David Beckham was the face of Brill Cream for a while. I did the, you know, they're kind of like flip-flops, but they were like leather on the front of them.
Disgusting.
Fucking horrible.
Like actually.
I did them because he did them.
I'm not being sorry. They were like big girl heels.
Yeah, they were. I never did any Victoria Beckham ones because I kind of wasn't doing drag at that time, but you did. You did the, what would they call it? Like a bandana.
Oh,
She inspired you with a bandana.
Yeah, I loved a bandana, like the poker straight hair.
Yeah.
Loved that. I loved the.
Did you do the nose piercing?
No, I did the lip ring.
You did do the lip
ring. Did the lip ring.
Sorry, it was the lip ring that shit. People went fucking mad.
How dare she? It was like, and it was clip on.
It was clip on, but loads of the kids went out and got.
And she
lip
could
rings.
Afford to wear it because she wasn't even singing.
Yeah.
So she was like.
Yeah, I wasn't going to hit it off the mic.
It's hard like to be a reaction. The thing is fucking a dummy mic.
Fucking gas.
It's so funny.
Come here. I was in Berlin. Oh, maybe. Do you know what? I'll save the Berlin story for the Patreon because it's actually, that's a funny one.
Okay, we'll talk cheesy. About okay.
Berlin story for that. There's so much going on about Taylor Swift at the moment. Can I just be honest? I just don't get Taylor Swift. I like some of the songs. I don't care who she's dating.
Yeah. I mean, and also, she dates so many people. She really does. Like,
okay, bitch.
She has had a lot of, like, and I don't even think she's like, I would have more respect for her if she was like, fucking them all. But I feel like
you
she's.
You think she is?
I feel like she's just hops like, she's like buses. She's like hopping on. And it's like, she's not even
maybe
on.
Maybe she just enjoys a good date.
Well, they were talking about the new person that she's with now is like this NFL footballer, isn't it? And he's got a brother and a podcast. And
I don't even know what he looks like. Is he hot?
I don't know what he looks like either. It's an American thing.
I'm going to Google him.
So apparently I was listening to another podcast. They were talking about it and she was seen like with his family.
Okay.
In a, you know, at one of the games. And then they said, well, it must be serious. It must be going on for ages because, you know, she wouldn't have met his parents if it wasn't serious.
Yeah.
But the last guy she was with was Denise Welch from Loose Women's Son. And she'd met.
Ah, yeah.
Also, can I say one thing as well?
Ah, yeah. Sorry, right, well, I'm showing pictures. Like,
yeah, you know I would. Oh my God, his dick is big. I'm only joking. She didn't show
anything. He's probably tall as well. I bet she'd be a great red.
She's tall
date.
As well though, isn't she?
I'm gonna check the height.
I think she's 5'10".
Is she? That doesn't surprise me. Let me see. Okay, his height. What's 1 point? He's 6'5".
Oh.
Bitch, you would be wetting yourself. Wetting.
I already am.
Go on, so she met the parents.
Yeah, she met the parents, but then they were like, oh, you know, it must be serious because she wouldn't be just with someone else's.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be meeting the parents if it wasn't serious. Mm-hmm. But then she met Denise Welch, Loose Women, when she was with her man. She was only with him for like a hot minute.
Oh my God, that's so such a like, random person.
I know, and it was
Taylor
such
Swift, Denise Welch.
When I saw the photo, I was like, that's so weird.
I love Denise Welch.
She's mental.
She's mental, but I like that.
Listen, oh, just...
Like, listen, some of her opinions, I'm like, but also, she just gives me something to
I think. Just love someone mouthy that's just like,
that's it.
You know.
That's it. And also, she's committed to a hairstyle for fucking years. I love people that do that.
Do you know what they
like
call...
Like the Lisa Rinnas, the Mariah Carey's, the Denise Welch. Just by the way, putting those three people in the same sentence is gas and a strong red lip.
I used to call that a utility haircut.
Yes. But now I have a different appreciation of it now.
It's very comfy cozy, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's sexy. But she's sexy.
I have to say this. I know this is controversial.
Go on.
I know a lot of people, I just don't think short hair is sexy.
It can be.
I don't feel sexy in short hair. I don't.
You wore a bob on Saturday.
A bob, I could cope. Bob is as long as I'm... Well, I could go maybe even shorter bob, I don't mind. But I, you know, like tight. If someone has a razor at your head, it's not sexy.
I mean, there's...
In my opinion.
The video of the Spice Girls that I was watching on TikTok, Victoria had like the short.
Yeah.
And I was watching, I was going, How did that happen? Like, how did she get there? Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah, I'd say it went too far.
Yeah,
because that usually happens. Someone goes, let's go, we go short. Yeah. And then the person goes, oh, that's very short.
Did that happen with Sarah Harding as well? One
I
time?
Actually really used to love Sarah Harding as the short blonde in Girls Aloud.
There was one weird haircut she had though, that everyone was a bit like, it was a bit like Star Trek.
You can't really do anything with short hair.
Mm.
You're kind of just stuck. The cut is just like, you wake up and you're just like, hi, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, it must be nice for you all talking about hair. Must be lovely. Do you know what I mean? So happy for everyone with their full head of hair. Shirley was talking about her hair last night. And like, you know, I just turned to her and said, what fucking privilege you have.
How did she keep that orange?
I was like, what fucking privilege. I said, you don't even have a bald spot in the back of your head, you bitch.
Follically challenged.
You're sitting across me and you're drinking iced tea. And I think you're the only person that I know that drinks iced tea. Is it a bit of an older woman drink?
It better be. Because I am in my 40s now.
What is it?
It's iced tea.
Yeah, but what? Like, is it actual tea?
It's made from tea. And you know what? It's so funny. Actually, you mentioned that because I've seen so many advertisements for it lately around the place.
I never see anyone drink it.
I feel very like out on a ledge with that one. I don't know.
I'm on my own.
Yeah, I feel very because I don't really see. But I always say to people like, do you like iced tea? It's a real conversation piece.
I mean that, and what type of biscuit you'd be?
Oh yeah, that
what
is.
Type of biscuit would you be?
A hobnob. Of course, a chocolate hobnob, by the way, because I give you that sweet kick and then all the little bits I'd hang around for ages. I'm always the last to leave a party. So you'd be picking me out your teeth for days to come.
In theory, I'd like to be a Jaffa cake because it's really hard not to devour me. Like, yeah.
You melt in tea.
Yeah. Oh, do hobnob or a Jaffa cake?
Jaffa cake.
Okay, I don't drink tea, so I don't know.
No, it dissolves. And actually then there's the conversation of, is a Jaffa a cake or a biscuit?
I think it's a biscuit.
And they'd be like, is it a dragweed or a beast?
It's a fucking biscuit. Come here. There's a new show and I want to talk a little bit about Kardashians. And you're not that interested.
Sorry, I'm actually, like, I know you were sick last week. I was like a bit sick this week.
Yeah.
I know COVID's doing the rounds again. I feel a bit kind of flu-y. But like, I actually feel like I'm on the mend now.
I feel
God.
Okay, but my voice is so fucked for some reason.
So sorry if I'm being very, like, deep voiced.
Well, also, like, you know, when you're a bit sick and you listen to someone's podcast and they're a bit sick and they have a runny nose, it's kind of the grossest.
Oh, no, so sorry. I apologize. I'm literally wiping snot away.
So the Kardashian thing, firstly, there's a new show that's come out. I'm going home to watch it later on. I'm so excited. It's called House Kardashian, where they like interview loads of people and talk about.
Oh, yes.
And Caitlyn Jenner has done like a big interview as part of it, which they're using her as the soundbite, which kind of makes me think maybe there's nothing else there in it. But also, I'll still fucking devour it.
Well, they did this with the Murdochs as well.
Did they?
Yeah. So it's now that you met, now you brought back to me now. So they had the, what's it called again?
I think it's House of Kardashian.
Yeah. So they had the House of Murdoch, and they basically, which is actually very interesting. You should watch that.
Okay. Yeah.
It's very juicy. I didn't really know much about Rupert Murdoch and that, the dynasty there. Mm. And it's only now, because like he's five.
Ah, my day's ruined.
Oh. I think he's five kids.
Yeah.
And they were basically on who's going to be the heir to the, like the media mogul fortune.
Oh,
whatever.
I love
so
the idea.
So it's only been announced. It was only announced like about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
That his son was taken over, because they were saying like, will it be the daughter? And they were, it was like Succession. Basically.
That's what I was going to say. Did they inspire Succession?
Most of, because it's very that, like it's mega, mega superpower, mega money.
You'd probably like all that. These.
Yeah, I probably would.
It's a really devious family, like.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember Dirty Sexy Money back in the day?
Yes.
Fucking loved that.
I watched, I kind of dipped it. Do you remember Revenge?
Yeah.
Do you remember the show?
Yeah. I didn't watch, I didn't finish it, but I enjoyed season one and two.
Yeah. But, got a bit ridiculous.
Dirty Sexy Money was the first time a trans woman had been cast in essentially a leading role. It was Candace Kane,
who
I'm still obsessed with, by the way.
Well, actually, there was other, like Nip Tuck actually had trans characters on it before.
She was a recurring role, but this was like an actual, essentially a lead, or at least like a supporting lead.
Yeah, it was good.
And it was the first time, and it was also not the hooker story that people were constantly cast.
And she was great.
I fucking love her. And I don't know if you know, do you follow Lena Bradford?
I do, yes.
Yeah, love. So she's a DJ now, but like they used to perform in New York, like two of the biggest like queens back in the day.
But they hang out with like Suzanne Barch.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And Lena is so fucking glamorous.
Yeah, she's fab. Oh,
like she was like us in lockdown.
Yeah.
She was out every week. Fucking doing the DJ sets.
Out every week.
She used to do her DJ sets. Like another way, Dizzy in Dublin did her DJ sets in like her bedroom. She did it in her walk-in wardrobe.
Yeah.
And you could see fucking shelves of Louboutins behind. Did I say that right?
Yeah,
Louboutins?
Yeah.
Behind her, like, and Gucci dresses, and like the bitch likes her fashion.
Can I just say, actually, just mentioned Dizzy was DJing in Panty Bar last weekend, and I went over and just met her for a drink after. Uh-huh. And I was wearing this bob.
Okay.
I had to say the platinum bob. And I was like, oh, it was just like hitting me just in the wrong place, because I was like, because I was cutting it.
Don't tell me she cut you.
And I was like, Dizzy, can I have a trim? And she cut my hair.
She was in drag. You were in drag.
Yeah. She gave me a choppy bob haircut.
You both have been drinking.
Yeah.
And she trimmed you.
She gave me a choppy bob, and it's fucking perfect. She gave me like the cut of my life. I felt like it was like, you know, Vidal Sassoon and like magic hands.
How long did it take?
Oh, it's like seconds. Like that's maybe like 2 minutes.
Gas.
It's just she did.
You got a haircut at 2 a.m.
Two in the morning from Dizzy. I was like, yeah. And she just like layered it. And like, it was literally, you know, she wears like Edward Scissorhands. Was great crack.
Yeah. Once you have that talent, to think that's it. Do you know what I mean? She doesn't even do it anymore.
And I kept saying, that's fine. And she's like, no, I have to blend it. I was like, you know, when someone's just like,
did you learn anything?
No, sure. It was like, but you need certain things. I think it's hard to style a wig when it's on a block.
You don't know where it's going to hit.
I did this hairstyle I was doing last week, and like the hairstyle looked fine, and I put it on. Oh dear God. Mm. I gave it like this, like beehive kind of, I wanted to do this kind of like a bit of a Sasha Fierce 2009 beehive with like bits down in the front, and I'd like kind of wavy.
Yeah.
And when I put it on, it looked like Emily Howard from Little Britain. It was like very Victorian. It was like, hello, kind sir. I was like, had this like, it was huge.
Yeah.
Like my head is actually tiny. Like a tiny bump for me has to be tiny.
Yeah.
Gas. Like a little like.
Fucking gas. Okay. Before we run away and go to our waters, the Kardashian thing. I don't know if you know anything about this. Like, Kim and Kourtney have been like fighting, but visibly on the show, and it's been really juicy. And you can see that like there's reasons to fight, like the same reasons we would have fought, right?
Yeah.
Like she had this Dolce and Gabbana fucking wedding, and then Kim did this collection of 90s Dolce and Gabbana stuff.
Yes.
Like literally in the same year, but people are now looking into it further because of Travis.
Yes.
And back in the day, like Travis had a book and wrote about Kim in it, and he really fancied her, and they like kind of went on some dates, and now fast forward like more than a decade later, he's married to her sister. So like that has to be fucking weird.
To be honest, I couldn't give a shit about any of them, but they're all so rich and like so privileged.
But if I started dating one of your exes,
they're all dead. They're all dead. Oh. R.I.P. to them all.
I can't. Okay. Honorable shout out before we...
Oh, come here. Can I just say one thing before we go? One thing I had written down there. RuPaul is bringing out a new book. Oh. What do you think about that?
I hope it's...
It's a memoir. She's written loads of books, but like, I just...
Never
like,
been a memoir though, I don't
has
think.
Has it not?
No.
I just feel like she's gotten so much kind of weird press from like the other queens and the way it's like, I feel like when she first came at the RuPaul Drag Race thing was like, oh my God, Mama Ru. Yes, Mama Ru, slay queen. And now it's a bit like, Ru.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it?
Well, I think, you know, Drag Race is a trend.
Yeah.
So...
Do you think the trend is coming to the end?
You have to cash in while you can.
So do you think, well, yeah, and she is getting up in age, but do you think it's...
I think it's changing.
I feel like if just from, like, I don't really, I always thought RuPaul was kind of fab. I've seen she was a trailblazer and she did amazing things. And I love the kind of the aesthetic of RuPaul. I think it's amazing. Mm-hmm. But I feel like from the drag community, there is that respect there. But like respect, like for the career things. But I think on a personal level, I don't know if that respect is there.
Yeah.
What do you think?
On a personal level from the girls?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think everyone has a different experience. And I suppose, I think back in the day, people probably went on going, we're going to be best mates. We're going to really connect and like hang out afterwards. But like the bitch is there for a check.
Yeah.
Do you know, and there's now.
We don't have to be.
Hundreds.
I know it is work, but you don't have to be there for a check.
Yeah, but I think she's really introverted. I don't know if she is. Like, how many people can you take on if you are that introverted as well?
Also, let's just say it like it is. A lot of drag queens are fucking mental.
Mental.
Like, they really are.
Mental.
So,
do you know what I loved seeing? She did that story and she had a screed of makeup on. Like, even boy makeup and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She was just so... And maybe that was a marketing choice.
That's the whole point of what she was trying to say, being vulnerable and... Da-da-da.
Okay.
So I think that was a little bit...
Like, dare I say it, she looked really gorgeous. Like the texture of her skin and like...
What she's had a bit worse done, hasn't she?
Defo, but like, I like the little freckles and like... I was like, the bitch looks good.
Yeah.
Like, but you don't even see that when she's on the telly, like she has makeup and stuff on. And the lighting. The lighting they do on Drag Race is fucking next level. They know
Let's get some of that.
I'd love that.
Yeah, light up, light up.
I got a new one of those lights because I kept getting jealous every time you took yours out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I ordered mine from Temu this time because I was cheap bitch.
Oh,
got
my God.
For a tenner.
Yeah, it won't be the same.
I don't think it will. I forgot to turn it on last night and test it. What I wanted to say was I shared a video of Deal or No Deal, and this is what I wanted to wrap up on. And the classics came out.
Oh.
From Deal or No Deal, a show that I did 13 years ago in The Dragon. And the classics came out going, oh, I really miss The Dragon.
I'm
So I replied to a couple of people. I go, I must introduce you to a bar up the road. It's practically new.
Yeah.
You know, it's called The George.
It's been there a hot minute.
It's brand new.
They even have a cocktail bar.
And David, who works in The George last night, was laughing about this because like he used to work in The Dragon as well. And we were about laughing going, we got checks from The Dragon and we don't even miss The Dragon.
I know.
You're thinking away.
I know.
Like, it is what it is. It was a time in life. And I like, would I love if Dublin had more options? Yeah, but I also question whether there's enough people who actually go out, by the way. Let me finish that sentence.
We're so
lucky to have a late night bar 7 nights a week.
Yeah. And there actually with people in it, not like, because you go away sometimes and there's like, the bar is there.
Yeah.
But there's no people in it.
You hosted Dolly Show 2 weeks ago and we both left going, do you know what? Fucking great little crowd on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And it was crack. We're so lucky to have
I think
that.
As a city though, as a whole, like there's very little choice of clubs in general. I think that's, I don't mean that just for queer people. I think in general, and a lot of that has got to do with the fact that I was only saying to a taxi man the other day, we were just talking about like nightlife and, you know, night culture and the economy. You know, have real deep chats.
Oh my God,
as I do. And I'm getting my tuppence worth in. Like the George is very lucky because it's got that queer regular crowd,
100%,
and there's entertainment every night of the week. So there's always something going on. Mm-hmm. But I think for the heteros, they're not out every night, every weekend. They might go out every couple of weeks.
Okay, yeah.
So it's not very financially sustainable. And then a lot of places which people don't know about as well. There was an awful lot of insurance claims in nightclubs. People had like fallen, people had slipped, people had stuck claims, which meant insurance had gone sky high. So a lot of places can't even afford the insurance.
You're a nosy bitch.
I am, aren't I?
The fact that you know this, you're so nosy.
It's true though.
Well, so, actually, in 1996, yeah, there was an insurance
plan. A woman split her lip on a broken glass. So a lot of places can't afford to even, like, so it's not financially sustainable. And then if you do get open and then you can't get enough people through the door, which okay. There's one club in Dublin that I think is relatively kind of new. And I don't think that's flying how it should be.
Okay.
You know the one?
Yeah. And then they're talking about opening this super club, by the way, in Dublin. In the city centre, which I'm here for. But like, I saw loads, it went viral and I saw loads of people got really excited about it. And as somebody who works in nightlife, I constantly question, is it viable?
Can I say one thing as well?
You can say as many things as you want. It's your podcast, bitch.
One thing that I've always thought in Dublin that it's always missed and yeah. it's never, ever been done. Like, is that a place that is actually welcome to, like, well, the George is kind of like, but I mean a separate entity. The mm-hmm. George is a community space in my mind. It's a yes. queer venue that has been that for it has a very strong yeah. identity.
Yeah.
Like, so that is what that is. I'm just talking about somewhere that is actually like a new club that mixes all walks of life, mm-hmm. that has drag performers, DJs, all working together. Everything is so segregated.
Yeah.
Even when they try and kind of mesh it, it doesn't really mesh. Mm-hmm. Although everyone has cross paths. You know, DJs, I've worked with loads of different people over the years from different places, different years. My years I might go by and then yep. you'd see them again. There's never been a place like that ever actually done where it's actually brought people together.
So are you saying this new super club should do brunch, a drag brunch?
No more brunch.
No, can we just be specific here? You think the new super club should have a super club drag brunch?
Yes.
Whatever. Whatever.
I
hope someone chokes on a sausage.
Bitch, at this point, Gay Spar is about to do a drag brunch.
I know. And we'll be hosting.
No, they did try and book me for something in Gay Spar before. But then it was something to do with like the chicken fillet roll, I think. I don't know.
Alexis McQueen did it.
Okay. Well, yeah. There was a lot of talk about hair nets and stuff like that. And then I was like,
Alexis McQueen did it.
Well, okay. Well, anyway, I fucking held at the thought of that. Okay, we're going to take a little break, but before we do, if you're new over here, we have extra content.
Yes, I met one of the Petrians last week.
Did you?
Yes.
Who?
He came into the George. He was just saying hi.
Yeah.
Just came up and said,
do you love that?
Yeah, he's like, oh, you gave us a shout on the pod. I was like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Yeah, so he's lovely.
Always say hello if you're a Patreon.
Yes.
Sorry, enjoy that cough. Because we have a couple of new people, but also if you're new here and you love our podcast and you just want to support it, you can go over to patreon.com/pettylittlethings. Pod. And we've a couple new patrons. We've new episode every 2 weeks over there that is only juicy stuff that we talk about over there. Actually today I'm going to talk about a Dublin drag queen that I unfollowed.
Oh.
So it's kind of gas. Okay. Shout out. I'm going to say the name. You say it up.
Okay.
Okay. So let's go. Paul McGovern.
Hi, Paul McGovern. How are you, sweetheart?
Next up, I want you to be really sexy for this one. Dara Patrick.
Dara.
Really sexy.
Is it Dara?
I mean, it's D-A for the I or E.
Dara.
Yeah, go on. Real sexy.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Nora. Welcome to the Patreon. Oh, you like it, Daddy?
They both have photos up, actually.
Oh, let me see.
I don't know if you can open it big. Hold on.
Screenshot and zoom in.
I'm going to screenshot it and I'll send it across to you in WhatsApp. Okay, next one. Oh, I love this. And I'm obsessed with this name. Next up is Sabrina Spunkman.
Oh, my God. That can't be a real name.
I mean, I hope it is. It's fucking genius.
The teenage bitch.
Yeah, it's genius. And then last, let's do one more. And we know this one, Joseph Monaghan, because I definitely remember Joseph during the lockdown, pretty much, I think, was at every little Petty Little Things live that we did. So, hey, Joe, as well.
Well, welcome one and all. There's always room for a small one over on the Petty Patreon.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll get into our orders.
Yeah, let's take a little break and then we'll come back with our orders.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So we're back with this time of the...
I thought you were a professional. Yeah. So you believe that in.
So we're back with this time of the week. It is our favorite one. It is...
Rother of the Week. On Petty Little Things.
Rother of the Week.
How rotted are you?
So I was thinking about this because I love Rother of the Week. And as I said, I write down all my rotters and I keep all my rotters.
Yeah.
So I could go back... I'll go back to when I see the very first rotter I have.
Please. Right, I don't keep them. I'm rich and I don't do that.
Oh my God. The very, very, very first rotter that I ever wrote was people who stand on O'Connell Street preaching religion.
That's really good.
Right? But we actually kind of said something like that, very similar. I also had people walking and smoking at the same time.
Oh yeah.
I remember having that as a rotter. I'm blowing your face. But anyway, but while I was thinking about this and about how rotted we get and how rotted people who like... respond to this get. I thought about having a new segment called like the Rotter Word of the Week.
Oh.
So a word that people use that you're like, oh.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like...
Delta Work on our podcast talking about fire.
Fire.
That's giving me fire.
Or just like, so I made some words for examples.
Go on.
So this is like, these are Rotter words. People who say holly bops.
Really good.
Good, isn't it?
Oh, that's really good.
People who say, let's have a boogie.
Yeah.
A boogie deserves to be rotted. I know he says that. And another word, it's real funky, isn't it?
Yeah. I hate thanks a million. Thanks a million. I know you're trying to up from thanks a thousand. Yeah. Thanks a thousand is like an Irish saying that's Englished. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's like a thousand thank yous.
It's also like a phrase though. I feel like,
thanks a million is...
But try and think about like words. Just another day, we'll do it for next one.
Okay.
Think of like just something and you can send us in your rotter word. Actually, we'll get some rotter words.
I think I hate munch as well. Having munch.
Munch.
I think I hate
that's
having
exactly
a munch.
What I'm talking about. Oh, just having a munch.
I don't know why. Oh. It just makes me feel a bit ill. I'm like...
Munch.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think about as well? I think that as well.
Like, oh,
there's only one thing I think about when I hear a munch. There's another word that goes in front of it and it begins with muff.
Having a munch. Oh, God.
Okay, I'm going to put munch in, okay?
Okay.
So we're like, so think about that for next week. To put in like a word that rots you.
Okay, I like that.
Because it's good. And people will get people to send them in because I think it's just really funny. And it's
that's so dumb.
And you know what's funny? Like sometimes when you think, like when I think of holly bops, I think of people going like this.
Yeah, okay. Davina's doing like kind of jazzy you know, shoulders like and
your,
hands.
Like your hands, like your power walking. You know, like you're like walking out of the road, but your shoulders are kind of shimmying because you're on the holly bops.
Oh, I love it.
It's so cringe, isn't
it? I fucking love it.
So there you go.
Okay, so my first rotter is teeth gems. Teeth gems. I don't understand them. I just straight away think about plaque gathering. I have to go to the dentist after this, by the way. So I don't know. What was the purpose of a teeth gem? And are they for kids? Are they for adults? I don't get them.
Do you like mine?
No, I don't even like, I mean, grills, like Madonna with a grill always makes me cringe. Mm. You have to be really a bit slick to be able to pull off a grill. But like, teeth jewelry in general, I don't know where I stand on that.
There's only two things that should be going in your mouth. One is food.
The other is dick. The bigger the better. Well,
actually, you're going to the dentist. I was just, word warning, I was eating a round tree fruit gum last week and it literally took a whole filling of my tooth out.
You're an old woman, bitch.
Yeah. No, it was like
drinking iced tea and fucking eating round trees fruit gums.
Fruit gum is they're hard. They're chewy.
No, I know what they are.
They're actually fucking delicious, by the way.
And you probably had a Werther's for dessert then, did
you? No. I wouldn't go down that route. That's the butter candy. But no, it literally took I was like, oh my God, I actually thought my tooth broke.
Mm.
But then the worst part was I ate the filling.
Could you feel it?
Yeah, I kind of went, oh, something kind of just, I could feel something move. And then I thought, oh no, maybe it's just hard. But it basically stuck between my teeth. So I had to kind of like pull my tooth, like, because I was chewing it really like vigorously.
Was it an old feeling?
I have a good bite.
It was only
like relatively kind of new. So I think that's why it kind of came out.
Okay.
But I had to go and have it reset.
Do you have all white fillings or do you have any of the old fillings?
I think I have like a couple of the old ones I have from when I was a kid.
Yeah,
but
okay.
He redid them.
Okay.
Yeah, he reads them.
Nice. Like, it is worth it. Yeah, for
absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Especially
the Met You show down your throat. Would anyone like to see down my throat?
Quick. Yes.
I have no tonsils. Do you have tonsils?
Oh, actually, I do have tonsils. Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
A good little tip there as well. You know, drinking orange juice in...
whitens your teeth?
No, drinking orange juice expands the gag reflex. Do you know that?
Bitch. Not you sitting across
real orange
from me.
Juice.
Not you sitting across from me with this information. And I'm friends with you for 20 years.
Yeah.
Where has this information been?
Did you not know that?
You're a gatekeeper.
I'm
calling it now. Yeah. She's gatekeeper. My gag reflex.
Yeah.
No. I don't get them. I think they kind of make me feel a bit gross.
Yeah, they're rotten. So yeah, mind your teeth, everybody.
How do they come off, by the way? Do they just naturally fall off?
Yeah, varnish remover.
Are you joking?
That's a tone.
Go on.
My first one is, I don't know if some of you will notice this, if you're ever on a bus and you can be sitting downstairs, upstairs, anywhere, you could be on a train, the Lewis, perhaps, any public transport, even not so much a taxi, more like a bus, coach, whatever.
Okay.
Just when you sit down, look in your eye line, there's always a greasy print mark on the window because someone's head has been asleep on it.
It does make me feel sick when I see that.
And you know, because you always looked in that exact point and there's always this grease mark that you can't see out the window in that part.
Mm.
And then I think of whose greasy head was on that window.
Yeah.
And then I back to the earlier conversation, I think about the Brill Cream days and I think about some greasy, dirty, like when your hair was just greasy.
Yeah.
Then I think of just like, oh.
Well, firstly, when I see that greasy mark, I think unwashed hair. So I'm straight away thinking.
But it also can be like any kind of product going onto the window. So it might not even be dirty, but you go to the worst place.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, filthy bitch.
I'd love a hairdresser to come in and talk anonymously about heads like that have come into and just like the scalps, the dirty hairs, the like, and how do you deal with that? I'd love someone to tell me that information.
I think
you were a makeup artist. What did you do when people's skin was minging? Like, and I don't mean they had skin issues. I mean, just dirty.
Do you know what the worst was? Bad breath.
Oh, fuck.
When someone comes in with fucking humming breath and they're just like, I used to have mints. So say, would you like a mint?
Oh, God.
Yeah. But no, I'd take one for a second and I'd rattle. They'd always be in a tin. So they make noise.
Yeah.
So you're giving them a warning. You're taking out the mints.
Yeah.
This is the cue. So you like rattle it kind of near their ear and they go, I have one. They're like, would you like a mint?
Yeah.
And then they go, when they say, oh, no, say, are you sure?
Yeah.
Double time. And then sometimes they go, I'll go on. And I go on, have one. And then they'll take one.
You're passive aggressive, pushy bitch.
So that's a good little tip.
That's on many celebrities' riders, by the way. Like they will like, you know, if they'll ask for like a makeup wipe or like a towel, mints are always on the list. Like Altoids, those American ones, for that specific reason.
I always have breath spray in my bra.
You really do?
Yeah. Always. And it's like, and I haven't got bad breath, but I'm so paranoid. I love smelling really nice around people.
You always smell really nice. That is what, like, one thing that I can't take from you. But also, you're stacking these up, girl. Like, a breath spray is, like, my nanny carried the breath spray.
Yeah.
You are.
But you know, I'm delighted.
You are the old maid.
I am the old maid. And the old maid lives for ages because she does all these precautionary things.
Yeah. That's fucking true, bitch. Okay.
What else?
People that hold the microphone. Just in general, I was watching Big Brother. Somebody tried to take the microphone and I had PTSD while watching it.
You're talking about somebody who takes the microphone.
Yeah. So they're being asked a question. They're not hosting anything. Mm. They are the interviewee and they grab the mic and take it.
It's rude.
It is rude. Like it's like being on speakerphone and you lean in and say, oh, would you like to say something? You don't take the phone off them.
No.
You wouldn't do that.
No, I think it's rude. And also people who take it and then hold it, like if they hold it really tight, like I always see at karaoke, people will think they're great singers. They'll get up and they put their hands around the head of the mic and then do the,
wow.
See how that sounds?
Yeah.
Say, oh, you like it?
Yeah. I was a bit, by the way, rotted that nobody messaged about how great our sound sounded last week.
So
not
actually,
one person
can
said
I also
that.
Just say as well, I fell into a little bit of a hole of reviews.
Oh yeah.
On so if you can leave us a review. I love reading the review. We got some great reviews
Yeah.
of this podcast we started this podcast
2019.
Yes, like in December. This is now.
It's 4 years in December, is it?
Yeah. Well, like we started. Is it? Yeah, we're going into.
Do you ever get the fear about what you said over 4 years?
No.
Okay, good.
No, never.
Yes, I also would love to read more of these. Maybe I need to go read some. I haven't read them in a while.
Yeah, really, really nice. And I forgot actually how amazing people have been. So if people are still listening, do please leave us a review, because it's actually just, it's nice to just connect with people. We don't know who's listening. Yeah. I looked at the map of the world of who was listening.
Yeah.
And there was people all over the world.
So weird, isn't it?
So strange.
It's so weird.
Like, and...
Some countries that it's not the cutest to be gay.
There was one person listening, one person in Bolivia.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was just a random. Instead, we have a lot of listeners in Canada.
Yeah.
A lot of listeners in America. I think like expats probably.
Yeah.
A lot in Australia.
Can I just say, I was glued to Joanne McNally's stories from Canada because she seemed to have one show that just didn't sell in the city. Like, it really didn't sell. And she was being vulnerable in the fucking best way.
Yeah.
You just own it and you're like, guys, I'm going out to nobody here. Like there's going to be more people on stage than there is off stage. She had me fucking howling because, like, it's just nice to see. She's obviously rose so quickly.
She's so real though about it.
So real.
She's so real.
Oh, you have her bag. Show me the bag.
Yeah. This is a little bag I got from Joanne's brand. It's called
It's actually gorgeous.
It's called Anxious Preoccupied is the name of the brand, which is actually fucking hilarious. Is it €120?
It's beautiful.
It's vegan leather. It's actually nice, isn't it?
I was going to say buy one for me wigs because I like a wig bag.
See this size though.
But maybe not for
€120. Like, I love, like, this. Probably dangerous is me having a tote because I throw everything into it. Like, literally, like, if that's only from one day.
Yeah.
It's full to the brim. I was like, I could probably use, like, I could have one of those trailers.
It's actually very pretty. It's very you as well. You fucking love a metallic bag.
I do, don't I?
Why is that? I don't know. You've always had a metallic bag. I feel like we're rambling now. Okay, What's your last one?
My last one is, oh yeah, so this is the generalization, but it goes into a lot. So, and you know, so I love like Celine Dion, it's all come back to me now.
Yes.
So I hate people doing these TikToks, like, you know, recreating them with hair dryers and blankets, but especially when families do them. They make it a family affair. And it's like, fuck off. Happy family. It's the wife is, of course, the star. It's always the wife is the star. Always the wife is the star. And then there's like the husband telling the kids, now you do this then. And these dopey kids standing there going, like, they don't know the song, don't know anything. The mom is there living, thinking she's fucking Madonna.
Yeah.
And then these two kids throwing a bag of feathers up in the air or whatever. And then one of them with the hairdryer, getting it all wrong, by the way. Fucking stupid kids. And then the dad going, well, good job, good job. And I'm just like, oh, what a load of crap.
Yeah.
Like, actually just. So there's the family, the whole family aspect freaks me out anyway. Like, that just is a rotter in general.
Yeah.
Then sometimes people do it like with their friends, you know, like, it's just like, oh, it's been done to death. It's just like cringe.
Yeah. I only want to see drag queens lip sync.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm like, sorry.
That's like actually, that's cultural appropriation, is fucking people like lip sync for drag queens. It's like stealing our jobs. We've been doing that for fucking years.
Yes.
Like, back off, go and sing your songs.
Absolutely. I was just sitting here and I was like, God, I actually really do enjoy.
Go back or we're going to start singing.
I really enjoy recording the pod. Like, full disclosure, sometimes you get there and you're tired, but I always have such a laugh when we're actually sitting recording. But I have to acknowledge, we recorded so many episodes not in the same room during the pandemic. Yeah,
it's not the same.
And it sucked the life out of me.
Yeah.
To the point that I was like, do I enjoy doing this?
I thought there was a point where we're not going to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Because I was so spent. And I realized, well, we actually haven't taken a break in so long from this. And I don't feel like I need a break.
No, me neither.
Because it's...
It actually feels like therapy sometimes.
Yeah.
And it then sends me off on my way for the day. And I feel like, oh, that was a bit gas.
Yeah. I think it's good as well to be a little bit like vulnerable on this as well. I feel
you
like.
You talk about things that you would never tell me if we weren't hitting record. Yeah. Why is that?
Because I feel like, I think it's important to let people know what you're really thinking.
Fair.
I think that's the whole point of a podcast is to actually just like, they listen to any old shite and like, but I feel like if you're not giving a little part of yourself over to it and actually just being real and like warts and all,
totally.
No one's fucking perfect.
Nobody.
Especially me. Zero not perfect. But it's like, we're human.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like...
Yeah. Okay. Like, well, let's finish up by saying it's Thursday.
Yes.
It's not actually, it's Monday. Davina Tsai is doing the launch of Troye Sivan's album.
Can I just
By the way, two fucking bops. I don't know if you're like, if that's really on your radar, but they're fucking banger songs.
They are bangers, yeah.
And I'm very excited for that album. I also met Troye.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where?
Will I tell you that now? Or
yeah, like, tell me. Okay. Yeah, tell me now.
So he came to Trixie's show in Birmingham. And I actually performed Thank You Next, and he was in the
oh, wow.
the video for that. And he was so lovely.
Oh, nice.
But also then we were on tour and we were in Norway or Sweden. I can't remember. Sweden, I think. And he was there and we had the night off.
Yeah.
And he invited us to his show. And he treated us, every single one of us. Wasn't just Trixie. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He welcomed, he hugged every single one of us.
Wow, lovely.
I honestly wasn't that aware of him at the time. I've gotten to know a bit more since. I met his mom. I met his boyfriend. They got us drinks. They gave us fucking best seats. They brought us backstage. They asked us what they like us like food. I have to say, what a lovely
wow.
person who I didn't even realize how famous he is. He actually is.
Huge.
Music is huge. And also his writer is Leland. And they collab a lot. And he opened for Troye. Also great. Writes for loads of people, Leland wow. does. Including actually does a load of shit for Drag Race. Like, two are just the nicest people.
That's amazing. That's yeah. It's so nice to hear.
So I have a picture that I'm actually going to share yes. so I can promote your little
very
your
good. Love party. It.
I'm going to tell everyone it's me. Oh, my best friend's album launch is happening. I actually have two pictures of one out of drag and one in drag.
Well, the what I put
the video. Up,
so yes, the video. So he did like a shout out basically telling people to come down to the George.
I love that.
And well, I think it's good for these launches, I think, because it kind of legitimizes it.
Yeah.
And it makes you think that, like, you know, and it is for Troye. It's for yeah. his launch. And it is super
great
fun.
Great name, by the way.
Troye is good, isn't it? I think it's a sexy name.
Yeah.
But so yeah, so we so Universal Music posted the video.
Cool.
And I was a collaborator in the George, so we posted it up
yeah.
straight away. Actually, this could be basically one of the rides. But loads of people just kept saying, is he going to be there? I can't believe this. Troye is going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh my God, losing their shit. And then saying, like, people getting really aggressive. Davina Divine, can you confirm? I'm just like, it says. And then I had to ask him to amend the slogan.
The caption.
To let the people, because he never said once he was going to be there. People never read anything.
Yeah.
They don't listen properly.
They don't.
They're just like, I'm going to be at the George. I'm just like, he didn't even say that.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that was, people who don't read things.
Yeah.
And then ask you the question.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
totally.
Like I commented in another one. This is another example. I commented on Brian Dowland's post. He put up this thing about Big Brother and I commented saying, you're absolutely fab and you were amazing. You're
amazing.
A Big Brother icon.
Yeah.
And somebody replied saying, what happened? And I'm like, it's in the fucking post.
Hell.
Like, read the fucking post. Yes. So, yeah.
That is a really good,
that's a good
rotter,
isn't it?
That
so
is.
It's
that, you're getting a bonus rotter with yeah, that one.
That's a late in life rotter.
Oh, yeah. No, like I saw that and I could see people's comments as well. I was like, "Freed, bitch.
Oh my God, I know."
Anyway,
so that's tonight. So
yeah, go tonight.
Yeah, come and feel the rush.
I feel the rush. It's a bop. Like
till next time.
Oh, yeah, and wait, yeah, Anitra is in the George the week after
yes.
from Drag Race season 15. One of the best performers ever. Sasha's coming up, but she sold out. But this one can. She's a great performer.
Tickets still on sale?
Yeah, I think there's about 40 left. So.
Fabulous.
Yeah, come. That's it. We'll be up on our Patreon if you want more. Which I feel like you want some more.
You want some more?
Mm-hmm. You do. Anyway, until yeah. next time, stay petty.
Stay petty. Mwah. Mwah.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.